This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
The SlimFast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for SlimFast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find SlimFast in the store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Girls After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Girls After Show.
Hello, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another fabulous Girls After Show after another great episode. The episode was She Said Okay, Girls Season 3, Episode 3. I am your host, Kelly, and it's just me and my fabulous co-host.
It's Miriam.
It's me.
We're holding it down tonight.
We are.
So what did you think of this lovely Hannah's birthday episode, her 25th birthday?
Her 25th birthday. And, you know, she said to Adam that all her birthdays in the past have been a mess. Well, this one just, I think, made 25 interesting.
Yeah, it did.
Without a doubt made it interesting. Yeah. Lots of crazy that happened tonight in tonight's episode.
Well, I think it's, I want to start out by talking about Marnie.
Okay.
Her character really, really is bugging me so much more.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it...
Was it because of her fabulous video?
Oh, my gosh. Her music video actually was amazing.
It was actually put together really well, considering that it was probably in girl's standpoint made kind of...
Well, Charlie made it, so, you know, he's kind of a tech, he's the techie one, right? So, I think that's pretty funny that, you know, he made it, posted it, and now she can't take it down.
She can't take it down because she doesn't want to contact Charlie to get his password or to, she doesn't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to talk to him. I mean, and you can't blame the girl. He kind of, like, dumped her and left her high and dry.
Right.
After the last season.
I mean, and we really don't know what happened, right? They really haven't gone into it in too much detail. He just basically bailed.
No. Pretty much what they've said is the fact that he and her were supposed to make pizzas together. They were supposed to cook a meal together. And they bought all the ingredients. And then that was it. They were done.
Yeah, and he just decided to leave.
Yeah, and so she is here now just picking up the pieces of what's left of her.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like, especially with her relationship with Hannah, and tell me if you feel differently, but especially with this birthday party, like, she organized the birthday party. She kind of threw it together, got everything, you know, in order with her parents.
In her very controlling manner.
Yes. Very party planner, you know, which I totally get, totally on point, but her reasoning behind it when Hannah's thanking her is like, oh, you know, it just gives me, like, an event to look pretty and post on Instagram so he can see.
Because, you know, she's convinced that Charlie's stalking her Instagram.
Yes. And not only that, but she kind of insults Hannah at the same time.
Oh.
You know, with her mother tells her, you know, oh, her parents tell her, oh, you know, you look great. You know, I love your look. And Marnie's reaction is, oh, I told her she could look like this every day if she wanted to.
Well, because we know that Hannah doesn't necessarily put forth much effort.
Yeah, but that's just, that's a really catty and... just a mean thing to say.
I mean, the truth is...
And at that point, I mean, really, was that the right place to say something like
that? It's never the right place to say something like
that. No, but it just is, like, deflecting the attention back to her. You know what I mean? And that's what I felt she kept doing all night. Getting on stage, making a speech, making her do something that Hannah, you know, said she really didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And when everybody, you know, when Hannah leaves, she's still trying to sing and telling people, you don't have to leave, you don't have to... Just wanting all that attention focused back on her.
Yeah, to sing Take Me or Leave Me from Rent... And Hannah even made it a point of saying, she's like, you know, the four girls are together when they get to the party. And mm-hmm. she's like, oh, my God, it feels like you just turned 21. Like yesterday, remember when we sang, you know, Take Me or Leave Me from Rent? She's like, we are not doing that. We should have a reprise. No, we are not doing that.
She's like, this is the last thing. She's like, I love you, but that is absolutely something I do not want to do.
Yeah.
And the fact that she kind of put her on the spot and did that anyway, again, it's just a really kind of like a selfish move to just kind of turn the attention, you know, trying to make it look like she's trying to put all this attention on Hannah, but I feel like it's backhanded because she just wants all the attention back on herself because she just can't let someone else be in that spotlight.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Marnie is so used to being acknowledged for doing, being the one that's organized and being great, and she hasn't been able to be that person in a long time. Mm-hmm. She's been the mess. Everyone's been having to pick her up, so this is her moment to re-shine again. So yeah, in a selfish way, she did take the limelight or the spotlight off of Hannah, but not really, because this is Hannah we're talking about.
Well, not that Hannah cares. I'm just saying, like, it's not so much about her reaction. It's the fact that she's doing it anyway. You know, that she's doing it at all. That's the part that just doesn't, it's just kind of, like, crappy, I think. Like, to be somebody's friend and, you know, it's one thing if, like, you want to put on a show and you want to do whatever, but don't kind of, like, drag Hannah into it to make it look like you're being a nice, good person when you're really kind of not. Like, you obviously want this attention that Hannah doesn't want. So, let her have a good time. Like, let her be. You go do your, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's not that, you know, Hannah's used to it. She gets her. This is her friend. She's accepted her. She does what she does, whatever. She's not going to let it faze her. But at the same time, it's like just to have a person in your life that would do that on purpose anyway, I guess is just kind of silly.
Well, another example of her taking the limelight off of her is when she's sitting there showing Shoshana and Jessa the video of her remake of Edie Brickell's...
What I Am.
Yeah. And my favorite part is when Shoshana started reading the comments.
I think my favorite part of that video is when she's, like, facing the wall. It's like, what is she doing?
She's doing the whole, you know.
It's like, that's hilarious.
What was the comment? Please tell this Disney princess to, was it shut the fuck up?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, eek.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't have a bad singing voice. And, yeah, I feel for her a little bit.
Yeah, she just... It's like she's just, she's overcompensating. She's trying way too hard because she feels lost and she needs some kind of center. And I get it. Everybody goes through some version of that. And I totally understand. But it's, yeah, I don't know. It's
I don't just, know. I'm a little different. I wouldn't be the look at me. I'm going through some
no,
shit.
Well, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, but when you're kind of lost in this like space, I think everybody handles it in a different way. And for her, she has to be front and center.
Yeah.
She needs somebody else. She needs validation, I think, from other people to feel important. And I think that's kind of what she's looking for because she just, you know, Charlie, she didn't get it from him. And,
yeah.
You know, and Hannah just doesn't care enough to do, like, either way. That's the funny thing about Hannah and where she's at in her life right now is she doesn't even have time to even deal with it. She's just like, whatever.
No. And I think we're going to see a lot more of Marnie bringing herself front and center in the upcoming episodes. Mm-hmm. I really feel like we will. And I think just based on the previews, an example of that is her working for Ray. Now, we come across Ray now who is, he's kind of cute and he's still not ready to, and I don't mean like, he's still not ready to take on responsibility. And we see that when he's interacting with his boss,
mm-hmm.
who we find out is sick and is apparently going to die.
Right.
But we don't know when or of what. And he makes it a point when he's talking to him to say, look, you know, you haven't even told me what you're dying of.
Mm-hmm.
So until you tell me, I can't help you. And we learn that he's going to inherit the business now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he says straight up, he's like, I'm not ready to be the boss. I'm not ready to be responsible and hire people and, you know, kind of delegate mm-hmm. and be in control of a situation. And so it's really interesting that we'll see the dynamic between him and Marnie and how he winds up handling that. Because if somebody, based on the preview, says, hey, I don't want to work here, the boss would say, then leave. But because Ray doesn't want to be that kind of person, it's going to be interesting to see if he does that or not. Although we saw with his interaction with Shoshana tonight, he definitely does not want to see her. But he winds up meeting Shoshana's date.
But it wasn't even Shoshana's date. It was just some guy she met on the street and told him to come to this party. Like, it was, they didn't even really interact.
Oh, well, the point was for them to eventually, you know, interact. Mm-hmm. And knowing Shoshana's behavior right now and how all over the place with her adventures at the moment are, mm-hmm. you know, and the fact that she, like, yelled at him across the street and said, hey, where can we find dank weed?
And, you know, they pull him into the cab, her and her friends, and they go have this, like, wild time or whatever. And she's like, hey, come to this party. You know, but it's not really, you know, yes, she's kind of, like, sowing her wild oats and, like, really going out and, you know, living this adventurous life and doing all of these things that Ray doesn't know her to do. And, you know, when he sees her, you know, outside smoking a cigarette on her phone, and he goes and he really, you know, I have to give it to him that he really tried to have a real conversation with her.
He did.
He really tried to have small talk and just cut himself off and was just like, I can't.
But no, it wasn't even so much small talk. It was kind of in your face. I'm doing it. Everything that you wanted me to do, just based on the things that he was saying, like, you know, the restaurant's named after me. We opened up a new location. I'm going to be the boss. And, you know, he tried to show to her, like, in a bragging way, which isn't his style.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you know what? You didn't have any faith in me, and I'm doing it. Like, I'm living in Adam's old apartment, and I forget who he said is helping him decorate it so it could be more, you know, more slick, so to speak. And then he realizes that that's not his style, to sit there and brag about, look at me, look at me, look at me. Like, I kind of feel like he's the kind of person who's like, you know what, why don't you just trust that I can do this? Like, the proof is in the pudding, and she didn't stick around to see the pudding or the consistency.
Right.
Or to even taste it.
And it's so funny because I didn't take it as bragging at all. Like,
oh, yeah.
I didn't take it as that. The way that I took the way is him saying, yes, look, I can be a grown-up, but not in, like, a braggy way. Like, I didn't take it as a braggy way. More of, yes, why did you leave in the middle? And then we see kind of him kind of take it out on the DJ and, like, all these other people when he goes inside after their kind of interaction. But more so, why didn't you wait around? See, I can do this. But I just didn't feel it was, like, the in-your-face braggy. I thought it was more like, you wanted me to be this person. Here I am doing it. And to me, it kind of felt like he was waiting for her to, you know, to be impressed. And he was just kind of waiting for her to say, I knew you could. And that's just like something that she never did.
I just felt, it felt like he was attempting to be braggy,
mm-hmm.
but he's not good at it, which is why he comes back and he says to her, he's like, I don't want to be friends. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be polite. And I don't want to do small talk with you, because he's not good at that. He tried to do what the normal guy would do after a breakup, which is look at me. Something that even we saw kind of, I think, Charlie's attitude as far as how well he was doing and that he didn't need Marnie. I think he tried to do that same confident thing, but that's not him. So when I say braggy, he tried. It's not what he's good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the look at me, he's not good at it. And so, you know, he parts his ways and then goes inside to the into the club, and whoa.
But I thought it was funny too. It's like, even her reaction is just like, okay, because it's not like she was trying to be friends with him. You know, she didn't, it wasn't something that it seemed like they were ever trying to do. So for him, you know, it's kind of like an out of the blue thing. Like, he walks up to her, tries to have a friendly conversation, and then takes it back. And it's just like, okay.
Well, it was awkward because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, why are you here? Well, for Hannah's birthday. Why are you here for Hannah's birthday? It's like, hello, you both know you're there for Hannah's birthday.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, he initiated the awkward, you know what I mean? Like, he came, tried to have a friendly conversation. She wasn't looking for him. She was giving him his space, staying away in a whole other part of the bar, like, really not trying to be in his face with having another guy. Like, she really wasn't. And he went out to her. He went and tried to make small talk with her, and then is like, okay, I don't want to be friends with you. And, like, even the look on her face is, like, kind of like, well, okay, it's not like I asked you to be. So it was just kind of like that whole, like he went through all the motions by himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then he goes inside and kind of has a little bit of a meltdown.
Ooh, he's listening to Smashing Pumpkins, drinking his beer, all getting into his gloom. Uh-huh. And then, which we see just a few minutes earlier, David enters into the party. Mm-hmm. And first of all, okay, maybe I'm a little naive, but when he borrows Hannah's phone and temporarily wants to download Grindr,
mm-hmm.
what is Grindr? I don't know.
Grindr is it's a hookup app. So gotcha. It's dating. It's a dating app, but mainly for casual hookups, from what I understand to be.
See, I wouldn't know this kind of stuff.
It's for gay people.
Oh, okay.
Literally, it's an app for gay people to hook up.
Gotcha. Yeah, and it's you know, it's a social, like, but that's why he's saying, are you the guy, you know, when Ray walks up to him and he's on Grindr and he's like, oh, were you the guy I just messaged? Because you don't look like your picture. Because just from what I've heard of, like, my friends talk about it, that's kind of, like, what it is like, you know, you meet people, you chat, you hook up, and it's just kind of, like, a casual thing.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Well, I'm new to the game.
So, but he's clearly on something himself. Like, oh, David walks in, like, screaming for Hannah. He's got to be on something for sure.
Oh, well, we find out that he was aware of the party. He wasn't invited to.
Well, she had told him about it.
I think she wrote about it.
Well, no, she said, I told him about it as part for research for writing. She's like, I didn't think he would actually come. So she had kind of told him about it, but she didn't, like, I guess, like, outright invite him. And he shows up anyway.
Boy, does he show up.
Yes, he does.
Screaming her name.
What does he say? Do you trust fund hippies or something? Like, no, have you seen Hannah? He's just like something funny.
He's hilarious.
And he tells Adam to go get him a tall glass of water and an internet-enabled device.
He's just out of control. Like,
so out of control.
I mean, he's partying. Mm-hmm. It's obvious he's partying. We don't know on what, but... you know, the fact that when Rig walks up to him, he's like, what do you want? Coke? Do you have any?
And he's dancing around and he's just, he was hilarious and he was not letting Ray, like, get him down. He was like, I am over you. I am done with you. And he, like, dances around to the other side. And then they have that little, like, physical confrontation and Ray tries to hit him and he's like, dude, not even close. And, like, pushes him into the table, busts up his face. And he's, like, still dancing.
He's dancing, like, on top of him.
He's dancing on top of him. Let's hug it out. He says, let's hug it out.
He's saying, let's hug it out, but it almost seemed like when he was on top of him, because they start screaming fight, that maybe it continued.
Well, I wonder if they thought it was going to continue, but it looked to me like he was trying to be like, oh, that's enough. Let's, you know, let's hug it out. Like trying to help him kind of up. But, you know, Ray's all scared now, and he's, like, dancing on top of him.
He's got this drunk guy. This drunk, animated... guy on drugs who's just like, woo!
Well, I guess we don't know if he's on. We're assuming he's on drugs.
Speculation is, but I think we're pretty close on point to that. Right.
But what's kind of weird is then it just cuts and Hannah and Adam are leaving. So we don't know kind of what happened to anybody. And they're leaving and he gives her this adorable, kind of creepy birthday gift.
Oh,
wrapped
my God.
In tinfoil.
I mean... It's endearing. Yes. I mean, better tinfoil. Tinfoil is actually creative mm-hmm. compared to newspaper.
Well, that's what I thought. What was at first, I thought it was newspaper, and then when I looked at it, but I like how she said, "Oh, is it drugs?"
Well, Laura's gift was wrapped in some sort of newspaper type thing, which I thought was funny, and that he was at the party, and we got to see him for a second. Mm-hmm. But it's their relationship is definitely evolving, and for him to give her this tinfoil with now his tooth, his
maybe
DNA.
His tooth.
It could be. They mix his and Caroline's up, which, you know, we'll talk about Caroline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get to Caroline.
She's something else. But, you know, it's the fact that he's like, here's a part of me and I want it to be close to your heart.
How she, like, genuinely seemed to really like it. And just really, like, she gets him. Like, she gets what that means, I think.
Absolutely. Okay, so with SlimFast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, you can have something higher than your confidence, and that's your hemline. And so this podcast is brought to you by SlimFast. So, we see them, you know, getting very excited and physical, so to speak. mm-hmm. where, you know, she's happy. Like, that's another thing that brings them a lot closer. And it's, it got the juices flowing, so to speak, including the fact that she had to go and pee. There was a damper in that whole situation.
Yeah. Well, let's go back and let's talk about this call that Adam gets at the beginning.
Oh, as he's getting his hair cut by Hannah. First of all, we already know that she's not exactly the best hairstylist based on her first attempt with her hair.
Well, she said, when she's not having obsessive compulsive attacks, she can be better at it.
and what does he say? He's like, it grows, you cut it, it grows, it comes back, whatever.
He
doesn't even care.
No.
He doesn't even care. He's just like, he wants his hair cut. And so he winds up getting a phone call, and you could see the hesitation in the interaction when he, like, gives the address. And Hannah's like, who did you just give our address to? Come to find that it's his sister, Caroline. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend has now, that she's been living with, who's an animal lover, has now thrown her on the street, on the curb, like, you need to go.
And just ditched her.
Ditched her. He's like, what did he say? I'm saving you from me.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, haven't we all heard that before? It's not you, it's me.
That's just, yeah. Like, I'm saving you from me. That's an interesting way to put it.
I'm admittedly crazy.
I'm just looking out for you. As I leave you here on the street with nowhere to go, I'm pretty looking much out for you.
You know, and so she winds up going and getting a bus ticket from some stranger who feels bad for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, she looks hella messy.
Yeah. Played by the amazing Gabby Hoffman, who I think is hilarious. And I think she just killed it in this part.
Oh, absolutely.
She was crazy.
Adam is adamant. He's like, she's not staying here. She's not staying here. And you need to leave, like, wipe your nose with a tissue and go. And Hannah is like in complete disbelief that there's even this type of interaction between these two siblings. Mm-hmm. But she, of course, doesn't know the backstory mm-hmm. with Caroline and how kooky crazy she is. And then we hear Adam start to divulge information at the fact. One point being that she tried to euthanize their grandmother, Helen. And, you know, she's like, well, she said she was terminal. You're a little crazy. And you can't euthanize Grandma Helen because that's who's paying Adam's yes. bills.
Yes.
So that's no bueno.
So she's off the wagon a little bit. She's kind of, you know, she's out there and she has this, just the way that she speaks is she tries to sound like very philosophical and just kind of the way she thinks about everything. But it's a very kind of out there, twisted, you know, way of how she sees the world. Yeah. And she seems to terrorize everything she comes in contact with because she, you know, she needs some kind of mental help. Like, she needs some therapy. She needs some drugs. Like, she needs
to even out.
I wonder if she's
bipolar.
It kind of seems like it because she definitely has, like, crazy mood swings and, you know, and you can tell kind of just from Adam's kind of his personality, they seem to just kind of be of a different breed. So we don't really know kind of what their upbringing was or kind of how they got to be where they are. But it obviously wasn't all that rosy if, you know, they're both a little like
out there
and kind of like hesitant to get close to people and just kind of like a really like very.
They're hurting. They're wounded.
Yeah, very wounded.
They're wounded people with issues.
Definitely.
Adam's an alcoholic, and she's just batshit crazy.
Yes, she is. But I love that when he's explaining this to Hannah, and she, even though she doesn't understand it, and he says to her, you know, you have to just trust me, that she says, okay, I do.
Well, you have to. And then, of course, mm-hmm. he goes for the boob grab.
Yeah.
Why do you guys hilarious. Do that? Why do you guys do that? You're having a moment, and you're like, mm-hmm. no. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, why do you have to reach out and grab my boobs?
Because they have to take away that vulnerable moment and make it funny.
And it's not, especially when it's so serious.
I know. That was funny,
serious.
Though.
It was funny. It was cute.
But, I mean, it just kind of shows, again, the growth in their relationship and how they communicate with each other. That she was just like, okay, even though she doesn't get it, and she didn't push him.
They've come a long way as a couple, yeah, that's for sure.
They really have. And even when they all get to the party together and just kind of like their whole kind of thing of being a couple, I thought was like super cute.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cute. They were like a real couple.
They kind of are. They're their grown-up couple, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. They're like on their way.
Yeah. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah, we will.
Hopeful.
I know. I like it, though.
But Caroline, at the party, she meets the parents. You know, Hannah's parents was like, oh, so it's a family affair. And I like how Hannah reintroduces Adam to her parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, through my, what did she say to him?
Basically, it was like her savior.
Well, no, through her messed up situation, through her OCD, through her drug, whatever that she was going through. And it's not like, oh, this is, remember Adam, my sweet boyfriend. It's like, you have to put the bad situation attached to it.
Yeah, remember he's the one that saved me from my OCD attack or get it kind of thing. And I like what he says back. Like, he's like, you know, it's so great to fucking see you. And the dad is like, yeah, it fucking is. And it's just funny, like, their kind of thing. I love Hannah's dad, though. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah.
In him and his hat.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they were cute, like the parents dancing around in the corner. They were really cute.
I like them. But Caroline's interaction with them and then everyone else in the party, you know, Hannah's dad asks, so how old are you? And she's like, I really like your hat. And then, you know, we see that during the, She Said was the name of the song, the band's playing and she's trying to dance with Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we see a little bit of her quirky craziness come out because, you know, she's trying to get Ray's attention. She's trying to be sexy in Adam's clothing.
Yes.
In Adam's clothing. And he's not giving her any kind of attention. He's like, look, you know, my ex is here and I don't want to no. And she's not taking no for an answer. And she's like, what? I can't hear you. Lean in. And he leans in and she bites him.
On the arm.
She straight up bites him. She might have rabies. I'm dead serious.
She's crazy.
Just a little nuts.
Just a little bit.
Just a little nuts. And and so, you know, there's that interaction with her and Ray. And then come to find that she winds up leaving the party early.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we get to Hannah and Adam getting back to the apartment and they're ready to get it on, Hannah's got to pee, and she opens up the bathroom door and screams her little face off. And one, because she's standing there like, I don't know, something from a horror film. I don't know. It's like Carrie or something.
She's got her hair like a mess. She's holding a glass.
And straight bush.
She has no pants on.
Like 1970s, in your face, that thing, it's an afro.
Yes.
Coming out of her vat.
And she squeezes the glass and breaks it and starts bleeding. She has glass like stuck in her hand. And, you know, Adam comes in like taking care of her. And she says something interesting because she says, you know, why are you being like kind of the dad now, that the, you know, the caretaker now when you just wanted to kick me out? And, you know, and they get her all fixed up, put her to bed. And at the end, you know, obviously kind of like the sexy moment is out the window.
Well, after something like that, the mood is definitely killed.
Yeah, the mood is killed.
Once blood is shown, pouring places, it's not good.
No.
And now he feels responsible because he's like, she won.
Yeah.
She absolutely won. She found her way in and she won. And it's like, it'll be interesting to see what this evolves into with her, because we see that she's going to be in other episodes, or in the upcoming episode. And I don't know, like, she's kooky.
Well, I wonder how long they're going to let her stay, or, you know, if he's really going to feel like he is responsible for her and they're going to kind of like take her in and really, or if it's going to drive a wedge between the two of them and kind of, you know, mess up the good thing, little thing that they've got going on. Which, from one of those wacky previews, they have this one conversation where Adam is telling her, you know, do you feel nothing? Or so we don't know what the context of that conversation is. So I just, you know, kind of wonder how she's going to kind of throw a wrench in the mix.
Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't get too much from Jessa.
No, she was there and all we found was Jessa kind of, you know, snickering in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the whole take me or leave me rent part two rendition.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll I think we'll see more of the Jess interaction.
Yeah.
So it'll girls is getting interesting.
It is. It's definitely. We're getting into some deeper storylines.
Yeah.
You know, especially like bringing in the other characters, like new characters, which I like. So I wonder,
too.
You know, it's kind of, it's nice to see. So, We'll see if Marnie's going to calm down or what's going to happen. I don't know. Let's do some predictions.
Yeah. I think predictions.
Soundboard's just like, blah. Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
All good. Yeah. So we can get into our predictions.
And now you're After Buzz TV predictions.
Woo. Okay, go.
I like that. Improv.
Yes.
How we roll.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
So anyhow, Marnie, I think we're going to see her become a deeper mess. Because that's, I mean, come on, why not?
Exactly.
Why not?
Why not?
There's, in the preview, there was a Jessa and a baby and another a new character. I'm curious to see what this interaction is. Could it be Jessa's baby that she gave up for adoption? Based on what the little bit of conversation was.
Maybe.
Could it be Jessa has a child? I mean, she's disappeared several times over the years. You know.
Yeah. I mean, there's no telling.
I was in Europe. Was she? Did she have a baby? Didn't want anyone to know.
Gave the baby that young, though? Baby was pretty young. It had to have been recent. It's a pretty young baby.
You never know.
I don't know.
Anything's possible.
Anything is absolutely possible.
As far as Caroline, I think we're going to see her become a little bit more volatile. And it's going to be hard for... it might take a toll a little bit. I know it's definitely going to take a toll on Adam.
Yeah.
Hannah, I don't think, knows how to handle situations like that. Maybe the closest that she's come to something as far as being out there is Jessa, but they're two extremes. They're apples and oranges. So this will be a new experience for her.
Mm-hmm.
And my prediction is this. I think that this could possibly bring Adam and Hannah a lot closer because they're going to have to start talking more about how they feel about this very adult mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it could bring them together. I don't think that it'll pull them apart.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
Very interesting.
Shoshana still on wild adventures of of here, there, and everywhere with her boys, toys, and then some.
Yeah.
Which is fun. I like that. I want to see more of it.
I do too.
I want to see her go on the dates. I want to see her.
I want to see her pull the guys from the streets. Let's get into her life a little bit more. Yeah. Let's get into it. I definitely want to get into that.
Because she was a character that wasn't supposed to stick on the show initially.
Yeah.
And so the fact that she's still here and now that she's got quite a storyline behind her, I'd like to see a lot more of it.
And hopefully we will. Hopefully
because that's
we will.
A very relatable situation that she's going through.
Yeah.
In this season. We saw a lot of her last season, but in this season I'm ready to see some more of her.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you're in your, you know, early 20s, everybody kind of has that wiling out moment. Some do it a little bit before, some do it a little bit later, but it's, you know, it's definitely, I think, kind of a rite of passage. That you kind of go through in your own kind of in your own way.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
Be wild and crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to remember
Spring
mine.
Spring break. Come on. Do it.
No, but I'm excited to see where everything goes. I definitely think Caroline's going to throw an interesting kind of wrench into everything. And I'm interested to see how they're all going to handle it. Marnie, I hope she kind of gets in together sooner rather than later because it's just I think it's just...
No.
I want to see something different, though, aside from just whining. I kind of want to see something different. I feel like right now it's just, like, whining. Like, I get it that...
She whined when she was doing well, and she whined when she's not. That's just... That's her character. She's whining.
I want her to stop.
But she's a train wreck right now.
I know.
It's like you can't take your eyes off of it.
But I want her to, like, do something else. Like, go on a date or, like, do something else. Like, you know, I don't know. I want to see something else happen.
Her in another Booth Jonathan type situation?
No, I kind of want to see somebody, a new kind of a male character kind of come in and just kind of shake her a little bit and be like, what are you doing? Like, just kind of, I don't know.
I think that would rattle her more.
I know, but I kind of want to see that. Like, I want to see what her reaction would be if somebody really, like, looks at her and is like, what are you doing? Like, just asks her. Like, really? I think that would be kind of interesting to see with her, with what was going on, like, what her answer would be.
Like, her dating a 30-something-year-old guy that has his shit together, kind of?
Kind of. And it would just kind of be like, what is your deal? Like, what, you know, what are you doing?
That would be interesting.
Like, I just think it would be kind of interesting for some, because, you know, she kind of thinks she's above everybody else.
Yeah.
So any of her friends asking her, she's going to blow off and give some kind of BS answer.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, like, someone kind of, like, outside of their, like, really just asking her the simple question, like, what are you doing with your life? I think would just be kind of an interesting thing.
And we'll see that she's, I think, in the next episode that she's starting to figure a little bit of that out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that'll be what rattles her.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. I'm excited to see it, though.
Who doesn't want to be a waitress? It's fun to get tortured by people.
Hey, it was fun. It's, you know, it's a flexible schedule. You could make decent money. I mean,
got
whatever.
Smacked by old ladies.
I had fun when I was a waitress. I don't know. I made bank, and it was kind of a party life, but coffee shop has to be a little bit different.
Yeah, it's early morning.
Yeah, early morning. Totally
You're going to
different.
Happy hour.
But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Make sure to go to iTunes, download our podcast. It's free. Tell your friends. Rate and comment. You can also go to YouTube and keep the conversation going. Tell us what you think about the episode. Follow us here at AfterBuzz TV, and you can follow me at Kelly with an IE 079.
You can follow me, Miriam L. Gonzalez, on Twitter.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.